continuing from what was read yesterday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that asking for money from people is permissible only for three types of people. Number one, a man who needs to settle a debt, he can ask for help from people only equal to the debt. Secondly, a man who loses his belongings in an accident or disaster, he may ask from people that much that will help him to get back onto his feet. Thirdly, a man who has not eaten for a few days, he may ask for help till he gets enough food. Any other reason besides these three groups, begging is haram, and if he does so, he is eating haram. Another hadith sharif says, begging is not permissible for two people, a rich person or one who is in good health and can earn his living. It is permissible only for a person who finds himself in poverty or is involved in debt. If anyone begs only to increase his own belongings, his face will be scarred on the day of Qiyamah, and he shall be devouring the fire of Jahannam. So let him beg for little or beg for more. Another hadith sharif says, when a man is always begging from people, he will come on the day of Qiyamah with no flesh on his face. Masood bin Amr radiallahu anhu says that once the janazah of a person was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the salah to be performed. He asked, what wealth did he leave behind? The people said, two or three dinars, two or three gold coins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those are two or three brandings of the fire of Jahannam. This was because he used to beg money from people only to increase his wealth. Many stories like this have been mentioned in the hadith, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned with severe punishments for those who died leaving behind wealth. The ulama say that these punishments are meant for such people who, although they own money, tell lies pretending to be poor and beg from people. Allah ta'ala save us.